No one knew what to say. A little man who would do everything for nothing. It could not be true. There must be something wrong about it. People began to whisper to each other. Perhaps it would be better to have nothing to do with him, they said. Perhaps he is wicked. Then Granny Duncan spoke up again. He is just a kind brownie, I tell you, she said. Have you not all said that you had too much work to do? Here is a good workman all ready to help you. Will you turn him away just because he looks so strange? But he will frighten our friends, said the young people. They will not come to our town if we let him stay. Then it will be lonely here. People need not be afraid of anyone who wants only to work hard, said Granny Duncan. I have heard that a brownie can cut a whole field of wheat in one night. Cut a whole field of wheat in one night? Just think of that, said all the men. So the miller said that the brownie might sleep in his barn, and Granny Duncan promised the little man a bowl of porridge at bedtime. They all said good night and went home, looking over their shoulders to see if the strange little creature was following them. You may be very sure that no one stayed behind that night.